For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
All right, as we near first pitch tonight here at the ballpark, it is time for some content. And yes, the NBA will lead things off.
Yay. Knicks, 76ers, and Nuggets Lakers went down to the final seconds last night with, what's happening? I don't know what happened there.
Nick, we're already in the segment. You don't need to play another bump.
You're right. My bad. I got excited.
Basketball. Try it again.
Knicks, 76ers, and Nuggets Lakers went down to the final seconds last night with the home teams leaving victorious. Will we see more classics tonight between Suns, T-Wolves, Pacers, Bucks, and Mavs, Clippers?
I mean, it won't be anywhere as good as last night. I mean, last night was just ridiculous in many different ways. But, I mean, there's a good chance that at least one of these games will be close. So, you know, sure. As the one who correctly predicted that this first round was going to be exciting, it was nice to see that prediction come true last night.
Give me Suns T-Wolves as a close game. And let's say Mavs Clippers. You know, the Clippers dominated the Mavs in game one. Let's say that game is also interesting. Classics probably not, but good games definitely.
It wasn't all good tidings in New York. The Islanders blew a 3-0 lead, allowing the final five goals unanswered in a 5-3 loss to Carolina, dropping the Isles to a 0-2 deficit in their first round playoff series. This one's long from over, but right now this one hurts the gut, Islanders captain Anders Lee said. How will Long Island recover from this storm? Get it? Storm? Hurricane? Guys?
Wow. Classic Nick joke right there. Very good by the writers, whoever did that, because they executed it extremely well. Not great. You know, it's funny, John. Multiple players last night on teams that got down 0-2 said essentially the same thing. This one's not over. We're going to be fine. Joel Embiid said it, even though they absolutely blew that game. And now the Isles players are saying it, too. I wonder how much of it is putting on a brave face, how much of it is trying to convince themselves, and how much of this is actually believing it to be true.
I would guess that the number of teams that fall behind 0-2 in the NHL. Now, this is old data. This is like three-year-old data, but I just wikied this. But back in 2021, teams that fell behind 0-2 in an NHL playoff series won 51 out of 381 series.
That's not a good percentage.
So it wasn't good. Now, there is a wiki entry for teams that have fallen behind 2-0 series deficit. Oh, and a best of five. Well, that doesn't do me any good. No one does best of fives anymore. But what year is it? But I wonder if the NBA odds are better than the NHL odds or vice versa when it comes to coming back from 0-2. Especially now in some of these series, like in the NBA, I believe the home team has won every game so far. So it's going chalk.
Has the home team won every game so far? Is that true?
I think so. I believe I saw a stat last night that every home team is now 11-0.
Yeah, you're right. Wow, okay. Yeah, and so that's obviously, you know, one of the things that can be, can change up the answer to this question is, like, if you lose the first two games on the road, I guess it's understandable. If you go down 0-2 at home, obviously it's brutal to come back from that.
This is like the year of chalk in sports.
Hmm.
Mike Florio.
Well, don't tell that to the World Series.
Good point, John.
Mike Florio says there's a chance that Tom Brady bails on Fox before his NFL debut. His reasoning? Tom hinted, or joked, about coming back to play in the NFL in 2024. Are we buying this?
this will persist as a rumor as long as Tom Brady looks like he is healthy enough to play, and until he actually does crawl back into the television, not back into, but into
crawl.
The television booth. And even after that, he is going to probably be the subject of rumors because people refuse to believe that this guy is actually retired. So, I mean, is there a chance? Sure. But is Brady also playing this up? Of course he is, because it helps keep him relevant. But yeah, he's already been practicing. He's already been doing this. I mean, it would be one of the great jerk store moves of all time if after all the shuffling that Fox has done to make him accommodate him to be the number one analyst, that he would just ditch them this year to go back into the NFL after he's already sat out all of last year.
Yeah, he already sat out a whole season, man. And like we saw him at the end of his NFL career, you know, in terms of being afraid to get hit and stuff and throwing the ball away, some curious interceptions. I will say I do not buy this. I'll also be honest, I haven't heard the audio from when he said that.
I was audio.
I took it to mean like a joke. Like I don't think he's going to come back. That said, like, Florio, as big of a goofball as he is, John, like, he does know things and he does have sources. And so, like, there have still been many people ever since this deal was announced, and no matter what piece of intel we get, still do not buy that he will be their analyst until he is actually in the booth as their analyst, right? Like, there are some people that just need to see him with the microphone in his hand and the Fox flag on the microphone. So I'm going to say that he's an announcer, but man, like you said, to do all that shuffling for him to only drop out at the last second, that would be wild.
Meanwhile, get ready for defensive Gen Z, hey, because here was old man Brady on a recent Deep Cut podcast.
And I think the biggest problem with a lot of kids these days, all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team if all you're doing is thinking about how selfish it is for you to get the attention.
It's cool to show the world how great you are, but the most inspiring thing is how great you can make others.
That's the point of life, is what we could do. How do you help other people finish the race, not just you?
All about them and their brand and their social media. John, isn't Tom Brady the purveyor of TB12 and selling books and how to eat strawberries or not eat strawberries and ice cream? Like, wasn't he doing all of the things that he is accusing the younger generation of also doing?
Yeah, but the difference is he's won, you know, all the Super Bowls and he's
Wait,
done
you're
it in
gonna
so
defend
many different...
him here?
Ew.
Now hang on, just before you youngs get all defensive.
Lord, John.
Why? Okay, first off, he's not saying you can't promote yourself, but he is saying that, you know, right now he's seeing too many people who are more worried about their individual stuff than he is their team stuff. Of course, it's an old man take. Hmm. But I also would put some validity in it because he has been in the NFL locker room for over 20 years. And so he certainly saw the transition between his early years to his late years. And yeah, this is a complaint that happens all the time. But that doesn't mean that there isn't some validity to it, and that there aren't some, not all, but some who are more interested in their social media and everything else than they are necessarily in helping out teammates. And that's the difference between the winners and the not winners.
The guy didn't retire when he said he was going to because Adam Schefter reported it on Twitter. Like, if you want to have
this
opinion...
What difference does that make? That doesn't mean anything.
No, if he wants to have this opinion, that's fine. But like, for him to say all they care about is their brand when the guy is writing books and doing all sorts of crap, like, who has his own like trainer getting banned from the Patriots facility, like, he is, of course, the greatest winner in the history of the NFL. That is inarguable. But it's also a little rich for the guy that was doing all sorts of crap like this towards the end of his career to then say all they care about is the things that I also cared about.
But guess what? When you go out and win and you've proven that you can do it with a variety of different teammates, you do have that leg to stand on. That's all I'm saying, is he does have that leg to stand on because he at least proved, even with all of the other side stuff going on, that he was able to put that stuff aside and still make it work with different teams and different franchises.
Of course he did.
So I don't think, again, It's an old man take. Sure it is. We hear it all the time. Yes. That doesn't mean that there isn't some truth. I don't think he's talking to the entirety of the young generation. I think he's talking to the young generation that hasn't broke through yet because they are too much focused on the self than it is the team. That's what he's saying.
But, I mean, you're right. Old man take. We say this all the time. Like, when Tom Brady was a rookie, they were saying that about rookies in 2000 and 2001. All these athletes care about today is insert whatever was popular with college-aged kids in 2000 and 2001.
Geospaces?
Did we care about geospace?
I don't even know what that is.
What is a geospace?
I thought it was the thing before MySpace.
I have no idea what that is.
Zanga, maybe?
I don't know. I was three. I was three then.
That's not a thing, I don't think.
It was a bad day for Broncos fans yesterday. No, not just the uniforms. The franchise also traded for Zach Wilson. What the hell is going on with this team 8 hours to the west of us?
They probably lost their mind. When I informed my friend of the decision, he said, well, great, we've just signed yet another backup quarterback. So the Broncos have plenty of backups. The good news is they have plenty of backups. And as we've seen in the NFL, you do need good backups because the starter's eventually going to get hurt. The problem is they don't have the starter yet. So
correct.
This might be the most appropriate way to break in the unnecessarily redesigned uniforms by inaugurating Zach Wilson as your presumed starting quarterback for 2024.
I'll say this, going back to the previous question, I don't know if Zach Wilson cares about TikTok or having relations with older women, but he definitely sucks at playing quarterback. And so good luck to the Denver Broncos as they try to figure out the future of that franchise.
GeoCities, by the way, not GeoSpaces.
Okay.
Still don't know what you're talking about.
Same.
Yesterday, we shared some of the anonymous NBA players and their survey results from The Athletic. Lamar Jackson won the favorite athlete outside the NBA, but one vote went to Kirk Cousins. Why, you ask? According to the anonymous NBA player, he gets paid and doesn't have to win or don't have to do anything and made $400 million off of one playoff win. Legend. Is that quite the endorsement?
That is incredible. Congrats to Kirk Cousins for getting that bag. I don't know if there has ever been anyone, John, in NFL history who has used their leverage as well for as little as they have done on the field to make as much money as he has. I mean, certainly my quarterback, Dak Prescott, has taken lots of notes. Like, ooh, very little playoff success and waiting to get paid millions and millions of dollars. Thank you, Kirk, for showing me how it's done. I will follow you into this big payday.
Difference was, though, Cousins wasn't doing it for a franchise that presumes to pride itself on winning championships, even though they haven't won championships.
We don't care about
Cousins
anymore.
Cousins has been with the Vikings for most of his career, and of course they have never won a Super Bowl, and now he gets to go to another franchise
that has also never won a Super Bowl.
So, I mean, if Cousins is smart for one thing, and granted, he chose this team. He didn't choose Washington. And then the trade to Minnesota happened. If there's one thing that this proves is if you have a chance to choose the path of least resistance. And that is what Kirk Cousins has done for himself.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Jaromir Jagr became the oldest.
Jagr
became the oldest hockey pro player to score a goal last Thursday, doing so at the young, tender age of 52. Hey, John, that's how old you are. How will you celebrate this great accomplishment for all the olds?
This is also a very old question. Last Thursday.
We never got it in, John. Nick really liked this question. He was saving it.
Oh, yeah. It's a great question. It's very dated. Why don't you ask me, hey, how do you think the Jets are going to beat the Colts in the Super Bowl? What a tremendous
nice
question.
Old reference, John. I think it's a great question.
Because this question is extremely old and extremely unnecessary.
Nick, what do you think? Is John mad at this question because of the whole Tom Brady kerfuffle a few minutes ago? Is that what's going
there
on here?
There was no kerfuffle. I won that debate.
I don't think so. I think many are tweeting at me right now saying,
yeah, yeah, a bunch of youngs.
Oh, here we go.
and their social media instead of helping out their coworkers. All they're doing is focusing on their social media.
I like when John used to make fun of Tom Brady and would have taken the side of anyone but Tom Brady. And now Tom Brady complains about a young
person. What does this have to do with Tom Brady? You're supposed to focus on this brilliant question that was dated 5 days ago.
How are you going to celebrate? I guess you brought up Super Bowl III, so you're going to talk about an old thing.
I'm not going to celebrate because it's irrelevant because Jaromir Jagr's not in the playoffs, and the playoffs are going on right now. You know, got to stick with the present. It's about the now.
So I'm confused. Apologize. Is John anti-olds now?
Good question, Nick.
No, I'm pro-olds.
Pro-olds.
Sadly, olds doesn't exist anymore.
The pace.
And finally.
The Paste magazine review of Taylor Swift's new album came with no byline. The editor explained on Twitter that their negative review of an earlier Swift work was met with death threats, thus, we care more about the safety of our staff than a name attached to an article. I guess you guys weren't kidding when you were worried for my life yesterday, huh?
Wow, Woodward and Bernstein put their names in the Washington Post when they reported on Watergate and Richard Nixon back in the 70s. Meanwhile, you can't write about Taylor Swift without worrying about death threats? Wow. Okay, never mind. I changed my tune. John was right about Gen Z. Horrible generation. Woke.
They are. They're terrible. I mean, I'm sure there were death threats for old Woodward and Bernstein and from actual people that could actually carry them out. I mean, we're talking about Nixon and the Republicans, right? I mean, they could actually carry out on the death threats. Swifties, most of them wouldn't know which end of the gun is the operating end. So there'd be a good chance they'd end up hurting themselves and they would others. That's why I wasn't as worried about Nick's safety, because I would have figured they would have hurt themselves trying to hurt Nick because of his very harsh review. What did you give it again? 0.5 stars out of 10?
You gave it 0.5 stars, Nick? Oh, my gosh.
5.6.
Oh, okay.
Out of 100?
Out of 10.
Yes, Nick here for the Taylor Swift album being bad.
Just
wow.
Write better music. That's
wow.
I know you can.
Get your head out of your social media and start writing music for your team.
Nice.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, get off of your TikToks.
All right, coming up, we have What's for Dinner, including the line of the day from a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, okay.
Coming up on 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Well, it's probably ballpark food tonight because we're here at a ballpark. But last night's chicken and potato casserole was very delicious. I enjoyed it.
Good. I don't even remember what I said I was going to have last night, but we audibled.
It was chicken Caesar or salads.
Yeah, we audible. We did some pasta and some garlic breadsticks. It was pretty solid. Tonight, I don't know. It will be some sort of leftovers. We have done our best to kind of like cook a lot of meals over the last like 2 days that we could then eat throughout the rest of the week, so we don't have to do a whole lot before we go on our trip. So some form of leftovers. I just have not decided yet. I'll decide when I get home.
I'm also thinking some form of leftover.
What do you have, Nick? What are the options?
Burrito.
Oh, that sounds good.
Or rice.
Rice in the burrito, I think.
Oh. Nice.
There's always some form of rice.
Mm-hmm. There is. There I definitely is.
Well, there was a very unfortunate accident today. Thankfully, I don't believe anyone was hurt, but there a car in Rhode Island crashed into the front of a Dunkin' Donuts. And of course, the morning Rhode Island TV news crew was there to cover the entire incident, which included this eyewitness account from a 15-year-old. Roll it.
I was just like America doesn't just run on Dunkin', cars do too.
Nice.
I knew we were going to talk about this because I've seen the tweet of this kid pop up many times throughout the day today, but I was like, I'm going to avoid watching it. I'm going to avoid hearing it until the show. Wow, shout out to the... Is that Gen Alpha, Nick, or is he one of you?
I don't think he's a Z.
He's an Alpha?
Well, he's only 15, so...
So how do we feel about that generation, John?
Well, I will say this much.
That's a funny joke.
I wonder how long he was sitting on that line.
Right?
I mean, because if it came like really quick, I mean, if it was just like, hey, snap of the moment, oh, I'm going to make this funny line, then this kid's got a future in comedy. If it took him a little while and he was just kind of setting up the joke, he still might have a future in comedy. But we'll have to keep an eye on this youngster because cars run on Dunkin' too.
Yeah, do we think that line was written kind of like Jim Nance writes the line for the end of the basketball or football or golf season? Remember what he said about the Masters last Sunday? What was it again?
Something about a star.
Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, stardom confirmed.
Yeah.
Stardom confirmed.
So dumb. Yeah.
What kind of whack-ass line was that? From John, that guy makes so many millions of dollars and said stardom confirmed.
Said, I think he needed Robo in there with him.
What would have been his final line last night in either of the basketball games?
The shot made. Oh, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Great call. Great call.
In the Knicks game, it would have been Bing bong. Wildness confirmed.
Wildness confirmed. NBA
Zaniness
playoffs
confirmed.
Happening right now.
You know, that's about the only, well, that and hockey. Jim Nance, I don't think he's ever called an NBA game. Because he's been with CBS his entire professional career, and CBS, when they had the NBA, I don't know if he ever called a basketball game.
I'll go to
like a pro basketball game.
Yeah, let me check real quick. Let's see. He joined CBS in 85,
and they still had the NBA, but he wasn't on the unless he did like a regional game or something.
Yeah, let's see. Oh wait, here we go. 86 to 89, he was their a play by play announcer, so he was probably like, you know, low on the totem pole.
Right.
Low on the totem pole. Wow. I don't think I've ever watched a game on replay where Jim Nance was doing it.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, that'll be the Grom. We've got Creighton baseball coming up next over on our sister station, 1180 The Zone. And guess what? We enjoyed today so much here at the ballpark. We're coming back for a doubleheader tomorrow.
Baseball. Another baseball game. Wow.
That's right. That and it's a Wednesday, which means it's another edition of the Run and Wrestling Connection, Mike Schaefer, and Dumb Debates.
Get your Dumb Debates questions in. We'll answer them tomorrow.
Hashtag Dumb Debates.
Keep your heads out of your cell phones, kids.
Bye!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.